dial in toll free if you like and take control of these airwaves being Free Talk Live. You get to call in about whatever's on your mind, although the overarching topic has been checkpoints, which kind of led into a discussion about immigration and, you know, we can go all over the map here. 855-450-FREE, and with you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Plus, you can connect with us on Skype. The username you'll need to add to your contacts list is LRN.FM. We're going to go back to the phones here, and Fred was telling us a story. He lives in Austin. You said that you are partially disabled, Fred, and you were going to work one day when you saw DHS, or what was the branch?
Yes, sir. I'm of Curtis a different way. I can't tell my story. I was just told because of the lawsuit that's pending, but I can do this way. Let's put it like you or me, okay? You say you work for a radio station, okay? And you have a coworker that's in the parking lot. You're in the parking lot, and your coworker waves over to you, hey, come sit with me until the boss gets here, okay? Well, that's what you do. Well, in front of you is a street, and in that street, a DPS officer pulls somebody over, right? Proceeding or whatnot. And
is DPS Department of Public Service?
Public Safety.
Yes. Okay, got it.
Right. So you're just sitting there in your vehicle, you know, eating your breakfast and everything, and they come up. So they leave that car alone. They come up, start pounding on your windows.
Oh, boy.
Got their hands on their guns and saying, I need to see your IDs now.
Oh.
And we're like, we roll down the windows and going, hey, can I help you? What's going on? I need to see your IDs now. And you ask, well, why do you need to see my ID? What's going on? They won't tell you. So they refuse to tell you, and you assert your right. Well, sir, you're on private property. You're violating my Fourth Amendment right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially as a passenger, have no obligation whatsoever, as I understand it. Now, this isn't legal advice, but it's my understanding that you have no obligation to show ID. I was pulled over once by the cops.
If you're not in a moving vehicle, you don't
right.
have to show ID at all, period.
Right. No, even if you are in a moving vehicle, as the passenger, you do not have to show ID. The person who is driving, if they were pulled over, has to show ID. But you're saying this guy wasn't even driving, so I question whether or not he even had to show ID.
Correct. We were just sitting there. So I tell the guy, we work here. You know,
you were just sitting there, Ian.
We're here early. Boss is late right now. He'll be here in a few minutes. If you just wait a few minutes, he'll pull up here and he'll tell you exactly who we are. Well, that wasn't good enough. Well, in a few minutes, the boss did pull up, and he asked, hey, do you know these guys? They said yes. So that should have ended it. Well, it did not. He kept wanting to escalate it. So
of course.
He escalated it more and more. And I get out. Well, before I get out, he pulls the boss over there, and he starts to tell me that any time a law enforcement officer tells you to do something or tells you to show them your ID, you better goddamn well do it, blah, 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 blah. And I tell him, sir, you need to respect me. You came at me, you know, the way you came at me.
Outrageous.
If you'd asked me politely, I would have done it. But right now, you're violating so many of my rights, it's not even funny.
Yeah, these people think that they're prison guards in the world's biggest prison.
Because I didn't lick his boots and I knew my rights, and because I was asserting them, he did not like that. And
of course.
I kept telling him, you work for me, you work for me. Well, he did not like that.
That's because he really doesn't. The fact is that you know, they can do what they want, and largely they get away with it. I hope your lawsuit works out, but chances are good he won't. Nothing will happen to him.
They called back up because he says that they felt threatened. I had shorts with a tank top on. They were threatened.
Right.
So what this ended up, they ended up committing 42 felonies. So there's all three agencies showed up. They committed 42 felonies and broke 8 of my constitutional rights. Now, in jail, my God, I think there was 5
Hold up,
felonies.
He arrested you?
Yeah, they arrested me for failure to ID and
oh, my gosh.
Arrest.
That's a charge?
Which was totally dropped because it was a lie. Because on the video, it showed me the opposite.
Wait, who was recording video? Did you record video?
No, they did.
Oh,
they did. Luckily, we got it from their car because I kept asking for it under Freedom of Information Act.
Yep.
I didn't get it.
Yeah.
Luckily, girl at the county attorney's office made a mistake and sent it to me by mistake.
Ha! Fantastic. And, of course, this is another reason why people need to have a video camera with them as well, because you can't count on that. A lot of times, all of a sudden, oh, sorry, the video recorder just didn't work that day. It's lost.
On the video, the cop keeps hitting my shoulder hard because he wanted to get a rise out of me.
Sure.
I would swat his finger so he could get assault on an officer.
But, oh, yeah, and then he'd have the excuse to take you down hard, too.
They'd hurt you.
Exactly. And I'm smarter than that. But yet, how can they assault us and then they get away with it like that?
Oh, man.
Here's the answer. Badges and stupid hats. That's really the answer.
Good story, Fred. I appreciate it. I'm glad you told it.
Everything that could happen that's bad for them happened in this video, and you will be seeing it soon because this is going to be a game changer when this video comes out.
Great. I definitely want to see this, and when it does come out, Fred, please go to freetalklive.com and submit it as show prep. Really appreciate your time tonight. 855 450 free. Susan.
All the atrocities in the world have occurred under stupid hats.
Susan is on the line listening in Virginia to WNIS in Hampton. Hey, Susan.
Hey. What I want to talk about tonight is just a little bit different than what you've been talking about.
All right. Go ahead.
My daughter, who was 39, killed herself last year.
Oh, dear. I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah. It was on Mother's Day, but she's been going to Jehovah's Witness Church for the last 25 years, and she had a bipolar condition. In January, she was in a mental institution for 10 days. In March, she was put back in for another 8 days. And in May, she was put in for 14 days. Well, the last time she was put in the mental institution for 14 days, she smoked 5 cigarettes. And this is, you know, and she hadn't missed a day of church, not a day of church.
Mm-hmm.
And she had to tell her elders that she'd smoked 5 cigarettes. And they shunned her.
Mm, yep.
Nobody was allowed to speak to her in church or out of church for 6 full months.
Wow.
And she took an overdose a month later and she died. And I just think that's a cult religion. And a lady came up to me yesterday wanted to give me information about Jehovah's Witness, and I said, you just go away from me. I want nothing to do with you.
Yeah,
man, I'm sorry to hear about that. And yeah, they definitely are a group of folks who engages in serious ostracism. And if that was your daughter's life, was going to that church, then that'll be really hard to handle.
Well, it is because 7 years ago, her bishop or pastor, whoever it was, told her not to speak to me because I had a chance to join the church, and I refused. And so she went 2.5 years without speaking to me. Just because the church told her to.
You're right. That's a totally hallmark of a cult. When you know, one of the
messages...
They want
to separate you from your family.
Right. Well, or from any loved ones. Whenever the cults, you know, bring your loved ones into our church or our group or, you know, whatever it is. Because it's not always churches that are cults. But bring your loved ones in and you know, if they don't see our vision, if they don't agree with you, then just cut them out of your life entirely. And I think that's really dangerous because the reason the cult does that is to isolate the person from their loved ones, to make them dependent on the church or the cult or the group for all social interaction, and that really puts people in a dangerous spot to where, like you're saying, if you get caught off from that, then it's like losing everything that you've got, and it's tragic.
They had a memorial service for her after she died, and since I wasn't a Jehovah's Witness, they had it at the church, and I wasn't even allowed to go to that because I'm not a Jehovah's Witness.
Susan, I want to thank you for your call and sharing
thank
your thoughts
you for
tonight.
Listening.
Yep, I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. That's terrible.
Heartbreaking. Well, I'm not familiar with what happened, so it's difficult to interpret exactly what occurred.
We've heard someone say they do these ostracisms.
But I've heard of these kind of situations in connection with the Jehovah's Witnesses in the past, and, you know, there's very interesting things about their religion, too, but, you know, it just... It ain't for me, that's for sure.
All right, you can take control of the airwaves here. 855-450-FREE. You can also connect with us on Skype. Just had a Skype connection come in a moment ago, actually. You can connect to username lrn.fm. Just send us a request. It will be accepted, and then connect to us on Skype. Also, again, toll-free, 855-450-FREE. Plenty of time for you and your thoughts coming up here on the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know when emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com. This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free at It's the live Saturday edition of the program. By the way, we do this thing 7 nights per week. So if you don't get all 7 nights on your local talk radio station, call them up and talk to the program director and ask them nicely for some more Free Talk Live if you already have some. And if you've got 0 Free Talk Live on your local talk station, then call and ask for any amount of Free Talk Live, because any is better than 0. So you can learn more about how to do that, localfact.freetalklive.com. That's localfaq.freetalklive.com. Something else you can do on our website is visit bitcoin.freetalklive.com. If you've got some bitcoins that you just, they're burning a hole in your digital pocket, you want to support Free Talk Live with them, you can drop them in the Free Talk Live tip jar at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. But what is a Bitcoin anyway?
Well, you can find out if you go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com. Bitcoin is a new sort of online currency. They allow you to send and receive money on the internet without having to pay any fees. They give you complete control over your bank account. They're potentially anonymous if you want to do business online without having all your information out there, credit card information and all that kind of thing. Bitcoin addresses that. And as I said, they allow you to send and receive money around the world without paying any fees. Imagine a world where you can just send money to another person half a globe away without having to pay any fees, and it can be done virtually instantly. You used to have to go to Western Union and all that kind of stuff. Those places still exist, but bitcoins are coming up, and they're probably going to take a little piece of their pie.
I hope so. I actually had to use, I think it was Western Union, when a friend of mine in Florida needed a little bit of help, and it was urgent, and the fee was ridiculous.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
She wanted $50. And the fee on that was $30. I paid $80 to send her $50.
Yeah. Well, you paid $30 to send her $50, but yeah.
Right.
Gotcha.
I paid $30 on top. And, you know, had I sent her Bitcoin and had she been able to, you know, convert that, because converting Bitcoin to cash is going to, you know, there's some different options there, and it's usually not instant, but maybe at some point that will be developed.
But you could do business online in Bitcoins and buy, thousands of websites with Bitcoins.
Had I sent her Bitcoin instead of cash, I could have sent it instantaneously. I wouldn't have had to call this line, which I had to give up, you know, a bunch of private, you know, personal information, and then they had to show a bunch of personal information to receive the money, and it was just ridiculous. It was so complicated. It took like an hour of my time, and had I could have just sent her Bitcoin, it would have been instantaneous and it would cost me nothing.
Yep. If you want to get some Bitcoins, the easiest way to do it is to go to bitinstant.com. You can find out about them by going to bitcoin.freetalklive.com.
Yep.
That's where we have a bunch of information collected for you, because we're really excited about this currency. But if you want to get some, just go to bitinstant.com. It's the fastest, safest, and easiest way to acquire Bitcoins, because acquiring Bitcoins, there can be a little bit of an issue as far as security there goes. If you send money to somebody on the internet and you haven't gotten your Bitcoins yet, there can be a problem. It's bitinstant.com for the fastest, safest, and easiest way to get your Bitcoins.
Back to the phones and the fun. Dave is listening in Detroit. Dave, how are you listening to the show tonight?
I'm traveling to Chicago. I'm listening to a station in southwest Michigan, 94.9.
Oh, okay, fantastic. WSJM there in Benton Harbor. Go ahead.
And I will be calling WDTK 1400 when I get home with what you said.
Thank you, sir.
Anyway.
I appreciate that.
You're welcome. I just perked my ears. I listened to your show, and you were talking about the Free State Project. You know, I had heard about that for quite some time, and I very much respect the motivations of the people in that. I consider myself a libertarian /conservative.
Okay.
And it was interesting that you guys actually did it, and
yes.
It got me thinking. That you were saying you had 1,000 or so of you there, and I was wondering, are you concentrated in an area so you can then expand out from there, because so you can take control of, you know, certain, you know, forms, you know, the local governments or whatever, which I assume is the intent, you know, of amassing in those states, or is it just to get the senator?
Let's address the first question. So, no, that's not the idea of the Free State Project, isn't to get together all in one place and live in sort of a commune and
well, it's to get together in New Hampshire.
But it is to get together in New Hampshire. And there's no way for 1,000 people to take over a state. All we can do here is bolster the people that are already in the state. And we've had a tremendous effect in getting people excited. People that would, you know, had checked out of the political process have checked back in. There have been been tremendous political successes.
Liberty-loving New Hampshire natives are a huge factor here. But, you know, I don't think it has anything to do with the U.S. Senator or anything like that. It's just liberty-minded people moving to New Hampshire to get active. And that can mean a variety of things. It can mean running for political office or doing outreach or civil disobedience, media creation. We've got all that stuff happening here. It's a really vibrant and exciting movement.
I don't even bother voting on a national level because as far as the numbers go, it's not worth the trouble. If you guys and you know, you people that deal with Washington, D.C. want that stuff changed, you're going to have to change it on your own. I'm here to change New Hampshire as best I can.
Yeah, and by the way, it's over 1,000 people. Most of them are movers to the state. Some of them were already here. And we've got almost 14,000 people who've pledged to make the move. So this thing is way beyond the idea stage. It's real, it's happening, and it's really exciting. I'd recommend you take some extra time and look a little deeper into it. You might really like it.
Oh, it's great. I actually have. And like I said, I respect your motivations and what you guys are doing and the fact that you are doing it and you're preaching it. But lastly, I had an epiphany while listening to you. Perhaps contemporaneously, you could have a movement to take over, little smaller spaces. And I know you said you're not into changing the things, perhaps politically at the national level, but how else, can liberty-minded people, maybe you could focus on a congressional district or something like that. I mean, it was just a thought I had when you...
Well, there are people who are constant. There are certain areas that are more attractive than others in New Hampshire. So, for instance, Manchester, the biggest city, obviously attracts a fair amount of people to move to it. There's a little town called Grafton, which has attracted a number of Free State Project participants because they have a fairly high concentration there. A bunch of people are moving out to the Seacoast region, and dozens of folks have moved to Keene and in the surrounding area. So there are definitely some destinations. Some towns have a much higher concentration of activists than others. Some towns have zero. Some are more concentrated than others. So, yes.
Well, very interesting. I will call WDTK 1400 when I get home. That's our Salem outfit in Detroit.
Awesome. Hey, call all the talk stations while you're at it, because Salem probably isn't going to bite on Free Talk Live. I don't know. Maybe they've changed.
They were advertising on this one, on 94.9, our Salem News.
No. Salem, okay, let me explain. Salem News is their news division, and any station can pick up Salem News. WSJM there in Benton Harbor is not a Salem station, so they are just taking their news for whatever reason. But Salem owns a bunch of stations, and years ago, I pitched the show to them as far as trying to get them on some of their stations, and they told me that that Free Talk Live wasn't the right fit for their talk stations because they're very staid. That was the word that they used, So I don't know if we're going to fit there, but Detroit's got a few talk stations, so call all of them.
1400 is where you guys would fit. 1400, I'm telling you.
Well, I appreciate it. And you know what? People change, right? Salem, maybe they've changed their programming perspective in the last 5 years. I don't know. It never hurts to call. Never hurts to ask.
Yes,
and Dave, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Maybe we'll see you in New Hampshire someday. 855-450-FREE.
Yeah, I'm looking at the second congressional district in New Hampshire. There's only two. The population there is 650,000 people. For 1,000 people to get in one congressional district in New Hampshire, it still wouldn't have done anything. 20,000 of them probably wouldn't.
We can't vote our way to success. We've got to persuade. Right. We've got to do activism. We've got to bring people on board with the ideas.
The government does what it's supposed to do. It grows.
More coming up. Plenty of time for you if you want to get your call in here. 855-453, also on Skype. Username there, lrn.fm. Coming back with more Free Talk Live in moments.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ship same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, it's a live Saturday edition of the program. Dial in toll-free and bring up whatever you would like. 855-450-FREE, whether it's your personal freedom, immigration, checkpoints, we've been all over the place here. 855-450-FREE, and that toll-free number is brought to you by SACL CAI.
Yeah, SACL CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable. The owners of that business are liberty-oriented people. They support Free Talk Live, consequently, and help to bring you this liberty message. It is SACL CAI. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page. Again, SACL CAI.
All right, let's go right back into your phone calls, your thoughts. We'll start with Josh in a truck in New Jersey listening to XM's Extreme Talk. Hey, Josh.
Hi, guys. Hey. I've been listening to you for a little while, and I'm personally, like, my views on things politically and dealing with personal liberty are evolving over the years, and you're a lot further on that road than I am. And when I try to have the arguments with friends and family concerning these things, it's like, I don't know how to answer one particular issue that I think is like the biggest problem with our argument.
Okay.
And that's when we say, as long as it doesn't hurt anyone else, well, you know, if I'm smoking, I have the freedom to smoke a cigarette. If I blow it in your face, I'm abusing that freedom. I mean, the use of drugs does affect other people, even though I think you should have the freedom to do it. It is going to infringe on other people's, I don't know, comfort.
Some people's comfort is... there's this kind of ethereal argument out there that, somehow if you do drugs, it deteriorates my community, or it affects your family, or there are children that are affected, and these kind of things that are these arguments. And, you know, it's the truth. The fact is that, these drugs like alcohol and cigarettes have been affecting families for decades in this country. There's no doubt about it that that's the case. But unless you can sort of quantify the damage, it's kind of difficult. There used to be problems with black people walking through neighborhoods. It would lower the property value. We've got to stop this from happening. And this is where really, you know, this is a slippery slope. If you can't quantify your damages exactly, you know, what are the damages are, then I don't know that you necessarily can. I mean, basically, their freedoms end at your nose.
Here's what I would say to it, Josh. I'd say stop arguing. Arguing never has a winner. There's always, you know, one side versus the other. Everybody digs into their trench and they start lobbing verbal bombs at one another. And then, you know, while you're lobbing your verbal bombs, they're lighting their bombs and, you know, preparing to figure out what they're going to say to you back rather than actually listening to what you have to say. I would say, you know your audience. So let's say, are you talking to people that might consider themselves conservatives in this case?
Generally speaking, I mean, I'd say the majority, at least.
For people
in my family and other drivers out here on the highway.
So try to approach it from a conservative's perspective. Try to sell the idea of ending the war on drugs to them from perspective that they can understand. Because a conservative is never going to necessarily agree with the idea to own their own body. But what they might agree with is, because they just believe that they should be able to tell people what to do with theirs. But, maybe they might agree that the drug war is insanely expensive because a lot of conservatives are concerned with overtaxation, for instance. So, you know, point out to them the insane waste of money and government police resources that it is to keep putting these people in prison cells when it hasn't ever stopped people from using drugs. And as Mark pointed out earlier, they can't even keep the drugs out of their own prisons. Why not let's take some of that money and put it towards arresting, you know, murderers and rapists and people that actually hurt others. Let's put those jail cells towards those things and leave, if somebody's smoking cannabis in their home alone. So, you know, coming at it from maybe a fiscal perspective of, hey, look, this is the government failing. They fail at everything they do. This is yet another one of their failed programs. Couldn't that money be spent better on something else?
Yeah, right. Even having this argument about, like, zoning law, like, I don't care what my neighbor does with his land if he opens a junkyard or, as you said, builds a low-income housing project right next door to me. Yeah, I mean, actually, that is probably a damage that could be enumerated.
Well, the difficulty there is, if you live in a place where it would be expedient for somebody to build low-income housing, you're probably already in low-income housing. They're not going to be doing that in Beverly Hills, right?
Right.
I mean,
well,
people
also, there's
use
neighborhoods
the...
with neighborhood associations, and so if people are really concerned with what's going to be built next to them, they should be in a situation where they can have some control over that through interlocking agreements between property owners. Those are all, you know, voluntary ways to prevent the pig farm from opening up next door to you. And if the conservative supposedly believes in property rights, which you can probably get them to say something like that, then you can hold them to it.
Yeah, they're kind of expanding the idea of what Section 8 housing is like anymore. Like,
oh, yeah.
I lived in a nice, nice-looking apartment area, like, when I lived in Ohio. It was really nice there on the southwest side of Columbus, as a particular place that I'm thinking of, and at least half of the residents were on Section 8.
Josh, I want to make a suggestion here for you. There's a great book called Secrets of Libertarian Persuasion. There's also an audio version of it. Michael Cloud is the author and the creator of that. The Advocates for Self-Government have that program. They also have other great audios and books that can really help, I think, build persuasive skills. Because we don't want to argue with people because that just fails eventually and it makes people mad and, you know, gets them upset. So I think learning some of the ideas of persuasion and how to agree with someone on the things that you agree on, and then maybe show them how the principle applies there and then apply that same principle to another issue is a good way to do things. So go to theadvocates.org when you get a chance and check out some of the great resources they have there. They've been very helpful to me in becoming a better communicator of these ideas. And by the way, it's always the biggest challenge to spread these ideas to your family. So in some cases, you may just have to give up, and if they're willing to even consider something, hand them a book or give them a video or have them listen to Free Talk Live, an episode that you like, and let somebody else do the work for you and see if that works any better. And thanks for the call, Josh. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. 855-450-FREE, also on Skype. Username there is lrn.fm. Let's continue. In fact, let's go to Skype where we've got Andy on the line, and he's in Huntsville. Hey, Andy.
Hello. How are y'all?
Hey, great. What's on your mind?
Well, the guy who called in at the beginning of the show had talked about how the, I guess it was the NSA spying on his Xbox and looking on his webcam on him to find out what he was eating for dinner.
Sort of, yeah. That's basically what he said.
Right. Well, I want to tell you, to give him some advice on how I got rid of the NSA looking at my webcam at home. What happened was they used to spy on me, and this is when I was dating, like, really pretty girls. And I remember one instance where I was dating this girl named Sally, and she was a really good-looking, voluptuous blonde. I broke up with her and started dating a girl named Megan, who is more of a lithe sort of brunette. And they actually called me up and said they wanted me to date Sally again. So what I did was I actually started dating, like, the ugliest women I could possibly find. I'm talking about warts and, you know, really overweight, really old, you know, tattoos on body parts that were sagging, you know, in very unnatural ways. And after about 6 months of that, they called me up and said, hey, man, quit dating these ugly women. We're going to leave you alone.
Thanks for the story, Andy. By the way, your audio is kind of up and down through the call. I don't know if it's your mic or something like that, but something was a little screwy. But great story. Appreciate hearing from you, and thanks for the call tonight. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So there's the secret. Now you know. I remember the episode of Penn and Teller, one of their BS episodes. They set up this fake van where they had people come in and supposedly were working for a government agency to monitor a house in the neighborhood. And then they had another house where there was like some hot lady that walked in and they were, you know, making out in front of the windows. And all of them were like turning the camera over there to watch that when they were supposed to be watching the house that had a criminal in it. Yeah. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Moments remain. Maybe we'll sneak you in next. Free Talk Live.
After I turned 40, my body started changing. I didn't feel as attractive as I used to. I started experiencing hot flashes. But the weight gain, that was the worst, especially the belly fat.
I started taking Ambrin, and I finally lost the weight. It was so easy. I feel as beautiful today at 50 as I did when I was 30.
Thank goodness for Ambrin. It rebalances your hormones naturally, which relieves the symptoms of hormonal imbalance in menopause, like weight gain, hot flashes, fatigue, low libido, and more. Ambrin is the advanced all-natural formula, clinically shown to cause weight loss in women over 40, with no big change in lifestyle required.
Ambrin definitely made me feel energetic and sexy again.
For a limited time, you can try Ambrin risk-free and get a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-922-3170. 1-800-922-3170. That's 1-800-922-3170.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's our number. You might want to write it down for the future, but calling it tonight at this point will be futile because the phones are loaded up. If we do not get to you tonight, we'll do our best, but if we don't get to your call tonight and you're on hold, please just pick up the phone tomorrow night. Call at 7 o'clock at night Eastern Time when Mark will be here with Stephanie and Brian, and they'll be doing the live Sunday edition because we're here 7 nights a week from 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time all year long for the most part. It's very rare that you'll ever hear a rerun edition of Free Talk Live. It's probably been several years since we ever had one of those. So if you don't get in tonight, just call us tomorrow, and we'll go right back into your phone calls here. By the way, don't forget to check out freetalklive.com, and if you like the show, go to promote.freetalklive.com to get a list of things you can do to help us get into more people's ears. We'll go to Ed listening to WILM in Wilmington, Delaware. Hey, Ed.
Good evening.
Welcome.
Thanks for taking my call.
Go ahead and try to make it a little speedy.
Yes, I'm talking about, I wanted to call concerning your immigration discussion earlier.
Sure.
It seemed like your stance, correct me if I'm wrong, that you didn't see any problem with illegal immigration or illegal entry into the United States of America because the people were seeking a better life here in the United States of America. Is that correct?
Well, I don't know if that's exactly the reason. Free people should be able to cross borders of free countries freely. If they can't, then you don't have free people or free countries.
Right, and also I think that there needs to be no government welfare program to attract the wrong kinds of people here as well. So I think what you need to do is you know, a twofold. One, open the borders so people can come here and make a better life for themselves. And two, not have a government welfare program to attract undesirable folks.
But right now, you're saying free people, the people that come in illegally entering the country. You consider that a problem? We're talking about today, people that illegally enter the country.
Well, I'd like to point out, you keep on dropping this illegal term, and every single person you met today, including yourself, is illegal because they did something illegal today.
No, I'm just talking about specifically the immigration.
I understand that you've got a favorite thing that's illegal, but I'm pointing out to you that everybody breaks the law because there's so many laws.
Yeah, I'm a proud illegal, by the way. I'd like to point that out. I've broken a bunch of laws in my time, and I've never harmed another human being. How about you, Ed?
Well, the situation is, what I wanted to ask you is, if you have no problem with illegal entry into our country, then you would have no problem with somebody illegally entering your home. Is that correct?
Ridiculous.
Right. That's an entirely different system, because the country doesn't – who owns the country? And if they do own it, how did they come to acquire it?
But what I'm trying to say to you is, if somebody's coming – if somebody's illegally or illegally entering, illegally immigrating to our country, they're coming here potentially to sought out a better life, okay? So if somebody illegally enters your home, the only thing they're going to come in is just take your possessions, because
that's a property rights
life.
Violation. I own my home, and I will allow people in as I choose. That's different from people crossing an imaginary line in the sand that some people calling themselves the government have deemed to be their line. And I'm sorry, I don't believe in the idea of the state. It's just a bad idea. It's an old idea. It's a decrepit idea. And I think the people that disobey the state's diktats are heroes.
Well, the whole idea is, so if somebody disobeys the laws of illegally entering your home.
All right, one more time here. Look, I bought my house. I have a deed to it. Who owns the United States of America?
Who owns it?
Yes, that's the question. Who owns it?
Who does own it? You answer it.
I'm telling you, frankly, nobody owns it.
Public property is owned by no one. Thanks for the call, Ed. Appreciate it. And I agree with you, Mark. Everybody's an illegal, because who hasn't broken some stupid law? And I consider these to be stupid laws, because
right.
They're getting in the way of good people coming
property
here.
Property rights doesn't address the United States of America, because the fact is, we don't get to vote on whether or not there's going to be these laws or those laws. Yeah, there's a piece of paper where somebody designed the government and under which we live, but those people killed their way into power. That doesn't – I mean, if it's okay for you to kill your way into power, like the United States government did, and frankly all of the governments around the world, then it's okay for me to shoot you and take your car. I mean, that's what we're talking about here.
Let's go to the phones and talk to Angela, listening in Eureka to KGOE. Hey, Angela.
Hey, thank you for taking my call.
Welcome. Go ahead.
I don't know if I heard everything that the mother was saying about Jehovah's Witnesses, and we, of course, don't know all the facts. But I do know this, because I have gone to the Kingdom Hall of Jehovah's Witnesses from a very young age, and a lot of the things that go on in other churches, which they call their place of worship, Kingdom Hall, not church.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of things that go on in other places don't go on there. And it's meant to protect the people who are trying to follow the Bible's word on living a clean life and trying to help their neighbors and their families. It's meant to keep everyone safe from spiritual and physical harm. And anyone that makes a practice out of doing the things that are wrong, such as fornication, adultery, homosexuality, drug use, drunkenness, lying, stealing.
Oh, I could have so much fun talking to you about this. I wish we weren't at the near the end of the show. Let's pick one of them. What's wrong with having sex outside of marriage?
Well, God has the right to set principles for his humankind that he created.
So,
and he instituted the marriage arrangement to have sexual relations within that arrangement.
So, it didn't answer my question. Right. What's wrong with it?
If I tell my children...
It creates children. It creates diseases most of the time.
Most of the time?
Yes. Children oftentimes are a product of having a relationship like that, and the children are harmed, because then it's not a stable environment for raising children.
I have a vasectomy. I cannot have children as a result of that. What's wrong with me having sex outside
morally,
of marriage?
Morally, God says that we are, and he has every right to set the rules for what benefits are us. He's not telling us.
It's wrong because God said so, because right. The preacher told you that God said so, right?
No, the Bible, God's word.
When was the Bible written?
It doesn't matter.
It's because it wasn't written. It was edited. The fact is it was written 300 years after Jesus died. Some people got together, put together some books that said the things they wanted it to say. There was all kinds of heretical documents out there. You know, how can I believe this document, this God that puts this document together? He doesn't even bother. He wanders around for 33 years on the planet. He doesn't bother to even write so much as his name down on a cocktail napkin. I mean, this is...
His name is in the Bible. Can I tell you?
And then he's going to send me to hell. No, you can't. Then he's going to send me to hell if I don't believe the stuff that he didn't even bother to write down while he was here. Screw that guy.
He has preserved all these centuries down to our day.
There's lots of ancient texts. That doesn't work.
What about the Quran? I mean, that's, you know, the direct word of God according to the Muslims.
Psalm 83:18, which most religions...
Is that talking about the Quran? Because I just asked you about the Quran.
Right. God knows you wouldn't want to address
that. What about the Quran? That was a message allegedly delivered by God through his messenger Muhammad. Is that not valid to you?
I don't follow the Quran.
I didn't ask whether you followed it. I asked whether or not that's valid. Someone claimed to have been delivered a message by God, by the angels.
Several centuries ago.
But people can claim to say that they're being delivered a message by God.
What makes you think the Bible is somehow immune from people making claims?
Well, if you don't believe that there is a God...
I didn't say that.
Oh, I believe there's a God. I just don't think he sends his children to hell if they smoke cigarettes.
No. I don't know what religions or what Bibles.
Oh, right. That's right. I know. Jehovah's Witnesses just believe you go into the ground. That's right. But there is a heaven. Look, if God loves you, he'll bring you to heaven one way or the other. It doesn't matter if you smoke a cigarette or not.
Thanks, Angela, for your call tonight. Call us any other time. We want to make sure we get some other folks in here, like David, listening in Jacksonville, Oregon, to KMed. Hey, David.
Hey, always an interesting conversation.
Welcome, sir. Go ahead.
Just a couple quick comments before I get to my point.
Well, you're going to have time for a quick comment or two, and that's about it. We're short on time. Go now.
One of your previous callers, you were talking about arguing with people, and one of my favorite things is never argue with a fool because a bystander won't know which one he is.
I wish I could follow that when it comes to religion, but I sure can't. Go ahead.
So you both sound a little foolish at times. I don't waste my time with people that are entrenched in one viewpoint. Try to talk to the people that are open to a discussion.
I agree. I mean, if you've attempted to have a discussion with somebody and they are just locked down, move on. I mean, there are better, other prospects out there, plenty of fish in the sea, so to speak, and you only have so much time. David, and I wish we had more time for you. I appreciate your call tonight. Call any other time, any other night, because we do it 7 nights a week here on Free Talk Live. Bobby was hanging in Lakeland. Bobby, call us tomorrow night. We start the show right at 7 at night Eastern. And you can join us online if you don't get us on your local talk station on Sunday nights. Join us online anytime. FreeTalkLive.com. Have a great weekend.
Is your computer getting slower? Can't get your smartphone to work with your PC? Or is the internet taking so long to load that it seems like the worldwide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. Every day, we help people just like you fix their computer problems. We offer an affordable way to help you with your computer. It's fast, safe, and reliable. It's My Computer Works.
Technology keeps advancing, and it's very hard to keep up. My Computer Works is definitely a service that I can't do without.
Just call 1-800-616-8070. That's 1-800-616-8070.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.